Blog Talk Radio.
Well, dobro jutro. Good day. Hola. Good morning, good afternoon. I don't know where you live or where you're listening from, but if you're calling and you're out of the country, please call in on 347-637-3789. And this is an exciting day because the topic is the will to live. Hey, how's your life going? The will to live life to the fullest. Health, wholeness, it's your divine birthright. It's yours and only yours. You're listening to Live with Kathy, the voice of inspiration and encouragement on Blog Talk Radio. The world's largest social network, reaching listeners locally, nationally, and reaching listeners in any country in the world. The shows are live and then they're archived. To hear any of my shows, log on blogtalkradio.com/Kathy Watson, C-A-T-H-I. Click on any date to hear an archived show. Darlings, do you want to change your life? You got to change your thinking. Did you know that there's only one of you? We're like snowflakes. There may be similarities, but there's no one like you. There's only one of you. You will never happen again. So be aware that when you woke up this morning, did you say, oh, good morning, world, or good God, it's morning? Your life today, live in the now. Tomorrow is promised to no one. There's just today. We only have the present moment, sparkling like a star in our hand, melting like a snowflake. You are the director of your life, the choreographer, the Michelangelo. You can't blame anyone. Look in the mirror and say hello to the creator, the choreographer of your life. You create your life right now. No blame. No blame. I know what I'm talking about. And I speak my word with vigor, vitality, confidence, and experience. This is your life. No one can determine anything for you but you. You may listen to them, but the final analysis, you are the creator of your life. Now, before I really get into the core of the show, how's your life going? How are you feeling? I just love giving a voice to my passion. I love being able to share with you what has worked for me. You see, my mission and purpose is to change, redefine the perception of aging, not only in America, but in the world. Now consider giving a voice to your passion. Be the star of your own show. It's your story, your way. You own it. Internet radio is a powerful advertising marketing tool. It's exploding. And best of all, you broadcast from the comfort of your home office on a landline. Your show is live, and then it is archived. Then I send you the link. You email the link to your email database, and so on and so on. Powerful marketing tool. Powerful marketing tool. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by, oh, darlings, just feel the energy. The Brotherhood and Sisterhood, Ironworkers Impact, Titanic Shaping and Bridging the Future, Giant Titans of Incredible Strength and Vision, coming together to create a stronger and better informed world. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Impact, the Ironworkers Management Progressive Action Cooperative Trust, expanding job opportunities for ironworkers and their contractors through progressive and innovative cooperative programs, incorporating the Dom Perignon of construction trades with the safest, most productive, and efficient contractors in the world. And to learn more, log on impact-net.org. And by the way, save the date. Women Build Nations in Seattle, Washington, October 12th through the 14th. Now, to find out more information about the conference, log on www.nabtu.org/WBN. And if you have trouble getting through or you're not connecting, you could always email me at kathystudio@sbcglobal.net. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Ironworkers International and Canada. Did you know that ironworkers are the Dom Perignon of the trades? You see, my mission and purpose is to introduce you to ironworkers. I want you to acknowledge them, to recognize them as co-creators of art in the form of creative construction. I love illuminating the character of ironworkers, their hidden talents, to pay homage to their commitment to family, work ethics revealed not only in their artistry, but in the spirit of brotherhood, sisterhood, and solidarity. Did you know ironworkers offer a full spectrum in career development? Earn while you learn. Excuse me. You have to qualify. Log on ironworkers.org and then get in touch with me and I'll send you, for a small fee in shipping and handling, the CD that I wrote, Ironworkers, What a Noble Profession. I open with Aaron Copland's Fanfare to the Common Man. Oh, you'll just love it. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio, the voice of inspiration and encouragement. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Compassionate Care and Companionship, one family at a time. Log on teamlovehomecare.com. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by the Beau Vivant Iron Age. He's a brilliant sculptor of wire arts and leatherworks. He creates unique, one-of-a-kind original designs. Do you want to find out more about him? Email kathystudio@sbcglobal.net. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Life Extension. They create, they develop the highest quality science-based supplements on the marketplace today. To find out more, log on lifeextension.com. Be sure and click on their archived magazines, 2005. I was featured in their profile section. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by the Elixir of Youth, Secrets of a Spring Chicken. You know, we're living longer, but not necessarily better. It doesn't have to be that way. The quality of life eludes so many. But come on, join me. Imagine an octogenarian, a fashionable octogenarian, a fashionista with a can-do attitude going on age 30, sharing why the perception of aging can be redefined simply by joining me on my mission and passion. Aging has been spiritualized, intellectualized, and theorized, but never glamorized. I intend, on being glamorous in the hereafter. And I want all of you men to be handsome. Who said that you can't be sexy and sensationally glamorous and handsome? 60 and beyond. The new aging paradigm redefines aging. The dynamic 60-80-year-old is now the new face of the 40-50-year-old. It's all in my book, The Elixir of Youth, Secrets of a Spring Chicken. Yes, yeah, so I know you're asking, what's in it for me? How long does it take? What does it cost? Where's the proof? Well, if you're interested in getting the book, you can only get it as an ebook or a hard copy. I will answer all of those questions when you email me at kathystudio@sbcglobal.net. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Edith Nam, another author extraordinaire. She wrote a book, Change to a Positive Mindset and Extend Your Lifeline. Do you know what TNT means? It's such a habit that you're not even aware of it. How many of you know what TNT is? If you know what it is and you call in now, 347-637-3789, I will send you the book, the email, the ebook, The Elixir of Youth, Secrets of a Spring Chicken. Decades in research and development. So, when you're listening to me on the air, and regardless of what the topic is, if you call in and say, yo, Kath, I know what TNT means, and if you're right, you will get the e-book. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by home-based businesses. You know they're exploding. You don't need a college degree. You're smart enough. Do you want to start your own home-based business without investing huge capital? I did mine when I was 25. It was a way for me to fulfill my dreams, reach my goals. And it offered me infinite opportunities to challenge myself, to believe in me. Imagine the CEO of your very own business. You don't have to quit your daytime job, but you do need the formula. I have it. Get in touch with Kathy Studio at sbcglobal.net. You're listening to Live with Kathy, the voice of inspiration and encouragement. Now, to hear all of the archive shows and to hear this show again and again and again, log on blogtalkradio.com/KathyWatson.com. And I really want you to think about giving a voice to your passion. Be the star of your very own live half-hour show. I love Eckhart Tolle. And the topic for today, whatever you experience, feel, do, or think, it is always in the now. We only have the present moment sparkling like a star in our hand, melting like a snowflake. And I want to remind you, don't be afraid to be the most brilliant you that you can be. You see, life is not a dress rehearsal. This is it. There are no do-overs. Do you hear me? There are no do-overs. So how's the quality of your life? Okay, take a deep breath. Come on, breathe in and out. A diaphragm think, breathing, not up here in your throat. On a scale of 1 to 10, and 10 being the best, how's your life? The choices that you have made either come back to embrace you or to bite you in the butt. So I'm asking you again, on a scale of 1 to 10, and 10, how's your health? How do you heal? Now, when you have a challenge, your body is telling you something. Because the will to live is our divine birthright. What quality is your life right now? How ill are you? The truth about healing, darlings, when we accept that we are whole, healing demonstrates in our lives. And it can only take various forms based on our own thinking and thoughts. And always remember, we cannot determine that healing is for anyone other than you. And then you have to be honest with yourself about the truth, what you really believe. Haven't we known people who were given diagnoses with days or months to live, who lived well beyond those predictions? Each had a will to live and a focus on health and wholeness, as well as people who prayed for and with them. Now, I personally have experienced the soundness of my listening. I sit quietly and I listen to my inner voice. And I do that whether or not it's about my health or decisions to make. And most important, it's don't blame yourselves or anyone else for health outcomes that are different from what we may have desired or expected. We have to recognize that what happens as information that assists us in a greater understanding of one another and ourselves. How is your health? Do you do prayer work and know the truth for one another and ourselves? When we do this with love and acceptance, we're there as an example, a healing presence in the world. Now, darlings, I have to share something very personal with you. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. It is May 30th, 2018. And I have a confession to make. I haven't been to church in a long, long time. And last Sunday, I was invited to attend a church service, a Lutheran church service. And I said, okay, I was being hospitable. My dears, now that was Sunday. Today is Wednesday. I cannot tell you the glorious fulfillments of so many of my expectations have come to fruition. Without me begging or saying, hey, I deserve it, I went to church. And every day has been a new blessing, a new achievement, a new goal that I've reached. It's just, well, I have to be honest with you. It left me speechless, which is very difficult to do for me. But I want to repeat this over and over. And why do I repeat? Because our brain can hold a message 5 to 8 seconds and then poof, it's gone. And I want to remind you, darlings, it's important not to blame ourselves or anyone else for health conditions or how outcomes that are different from what we may have desired or expected. I want you to live your life to the fullest. Can you do that? Can you do that? Ernest Holmes, you know, I take the magazine. Go online, www.scienceofmind.com. And Ernest Holmes said, the combined thought of those who inhabit a nation, they create a national consciousness, which we speak of as the psychology of that people. Be with me here. I want you to truly understand this. There are billions of people on this planet Earth. And the only thing that separates us is choice. Our greatest freedom is that of choice. Choices come back to embrace you or to bite you in the butt. Now, if they come back to bite you in the butt, darlings, it's only because they're sending you a message. You have a lesson to learn. When your expectations have not been fulfilled, it's because you don't have the right formula. Now, you heard me say earlier, I know what I'm talking about, and I speak my words with vigor, vitality, confidence, and experience. What, do you really think that my life has just been that I walk on water? That God parted the Red Sea for me? No. But this is what I've learned. When my choice doesn't come back the way I wanted to, oh, there was a time when I would be furious. I would be livid. And then I got the aha. I dealt back. Separated it, and I went, oh, here's the message that I was meant to get. Oh, we're almost at the end of the month. Hey, June is an exciting month. It's the month of love and romance. And when I think of love and romance, a sidebar, we all survived the royal wedding, but I want you to know I was really into it. I loved every minute. And I was part of that royalty. Because, you see, I believe that everyone is royal. What do you think? Every single one of us as well. We all have had the same opportunity to make choices. What choices have you made that were exhilarating? What choices have you made that came back to bite you in the butt? Let me share one thing with you. In my book, Choices, oh, awe-inspiring choices revealed by successful entrepreneurs. Years ago, I made the wrong choice. To lend a great deal of money to this man who liked everyone to believe that he was the second coming of Christ, second coming of Jesus Christ. Whoa! He was a con artist. I would love to have my money back with interest. But then I'm a realist. If it's going to happen, it will happen. There isn't anything in life where spirit is not. And I have to accept the great adventures of my life with faith. Oh, sure. Don't we all go back in time? You know, it's okay to go back in time, to go back in the past, but you don't build a 10. Johnny Carson said that one day on his show. It's okay to go down in the valley, but don't pitch a tent. Stay there. And then climb out of the abyss and climb the mountaintop. And darlings, don't go to the very end with your dream still dancing in your heart. Do you know that your life is an adventure? We're both on it. It's a terrific way to live, and it should fire the imagination and the will to action. Open your mind. We're on the adventure of self-discovery through faith. And we're learning the greatest lesson in life. Man doesn't live by bread alone, but by a subtle power which flows through everything. Man doesn't live by will or wishing or hoping or longing. Man lives only because he has accepted himself, herself, and your life is a divine life. And it's yours. It is your choice. Do you want to change your life? Change your thinking. Listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. And I want to remind you again, I don't know what your position is or what your condition of your life is right now. I just want to remind you, darlings, this is it. Tomorrow is promised to no one. There's just today. We only have the present moment sparkling like a star in our hand, melting like a snowflake. And I want to remind you again and again, don't blame yourself, don't blame others. When you are to accept a challenge, remember, there are lessons that you have to learn. Be open to them. Be open to them. There's only one of you. You will never happen again. Your life is not a dress rehearsal. Why do I repeat it? Because I have to give a voice to my passion. Because I know that you won't remember it. I want you to log on blogtalkradio.com/Kathy Watson, May 30th. The will to live. It is your divine birthright. And I don't want you to be afraid. Be the most brilliant you that you can be right now. It's your choice. Our greatest freedom is that of choice. Our divine birthright is our greatest freedom, that of choice. Our divine birthright is that we all have a will to live. Focus on health and wholeness. You're the director. It's an incredible, incredible adventure. Can you embrace it? Can you embrace the gift to this great opportunity that we all have to live our life to the fullest? Take time to live. Our world and life have so much to give, but it all goes back to your choices. What are you focusing on? Do you want to change your life? darlings, I need to remind you, you have to change your thinking. Until tomorrow, remember to be in your best elements. Au revoir.